As we bring this second full day of our practice together, to a close, this last formal sit, as we sit embodied with the body, with the breath, with inviting a sense of goodness ease, warm-heartedness in the heart. Either practicing metta or compassion. And bringing to mind today so many moments, so many moments that have come and gone through this day. So many moments of practice. Life is practice. So many beautiful moments. So many challenging moments. So many moments of neither. So many moments in this human life. Pieced together. One by one, here we are showing up, continuing to be engaged, continuing to show up. And as we send ourselves to bed tonight, I want to share a few poems with you. Let them rest with you. Let them be with you. Let them shower over you, soothe you. Perhaps be dropped into your heart, into your body. For you to resonate like a bell, like a resounding, beautiful sounding, mellifluous bell. Let them sound, resound within you. In the way only poetry can. The first poem I like to share with all of us is dedicated to those moments, to the moments of challenge through the day, the moments of sadness, grief. The brokenness, the broken moments, with their own grace and beauty, and how they open us up. It is only those moments. If it wasn't for those moments, we would never learn the deep lessons of compassion for ourselves and others. They are necessary part of the path. So here is this poem by the poet Rashani called Brokenness. There is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken, a shatteredness out of which blooms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond all grief, which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depth emerges strength. There is a hollow space, too vast for words. Through which we pass with each loss, out of whose darkness we are sanctioned into being. There is a cry deeper than sound, whose serrated edges cut the heart as we break open into the place inside, which is unbreakable and whole, while we are learning to sing. We break open to the place inside, which is unbreakable and whole, while we are learning to sing. And as we learn to sing like the birds, offering our song, the unique song that is us, to the world. The unique song that is our humanity, our being, the uniqueness of all the causes and conditions, the grace, the beauty, the challenges, everything that has come into being in this expression of divinity that is us, living, loving, learning to sing, as the poet says. And the second poem, I'd like to offer a part of it, is by Czeslaw Milosz. It's called Love. Love means to look at yourself the way one looks at distant things, for you are only one thing among many. And whoever sees that way heals their heart without knowing it from various ills. A bird and a tree say to them, friend. I'll read it one more time. Such a delightful little shift in perspective. Love means to look at yourself the way one looks at distant things, for you are only one thing among many, and whoever sees that way heals their heart without knowing it from various ills. A bird and a tree say to them, friend. To look at ourselves as we look at the bird, the tree, others, at our friends, and they too look at us and say, friend. As we've been inviting you to experiment with this shift in perspective, seeing others, seeing yourself through their eyes, distant things. Another poem I like to share is by Max Ehrmann, and it's called Love Someone. The poem goes, love someone. In God's name, love someone. For this is the bread of the inner life, without which a part of you will starve and die. And though you feel you must be stern, even hard, in your life of affairs, make yourself at least a little corner somewhere in the great world where you may be, where you may unbosom and be kind. Make yourself a little corner somewhere in the great world where you may unbosom and be kind. This is a little corner you're making for yourself. It's a practice of metta. It's a big corner. Loving, loving. Even if you may feel you need to be stern, there's a part of you, the self-judgment, to be kind in this great world. And I will end a very short poem by Rilke. It's an aspiration. So this poem is called I Live My Life. And it's from The Book of Hours, subtitled Love Poems to God. Love Poems to God. Here it goes. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not ever complete the last one, but I give myself to it. I may never complete the last one, but I give myself to it. So, dear ones, we give ourselves to it. We give ourselves our heart, like love poems to God, love poems to humanity, love poems to ourselves, to all beings everywhere. And we give ourselves to it. Wishing you sweet dreams. Resting well tonight, and see you tomorrow morning.